Another edition of the Unfiltered Podcast, part of the Santa Mirta Podcast Network. I'm Ben, and I'll be your host here. I also write an online column about Santa Cruz, California called The Weekly Dump that I publish every Thursday over on www.santamirta.com. If you're unfamiliar with it, go have a look. It's the viral news everyone's secretly talking about. So I'm back this week after taking last week off, and I've got 2 weeks of stuff to talk about now. Try to pack twice as much fun into the same 20-odd minutes today. The kids from up on the hill are done and gone for the summer, so this is always one of my favorite times of the year here. The weekends are still awful if you have to drive anywhere, but the weekdays are pretty pleasant. Not too many people in town, relatively speaking. I have been seeing a huge number of homeless and transients in the downtown area. Maybe it's the weather, and it's summer. Maybe it's the welcome mat we roll out. Probably a lot of both. I know a lot of people are asking me about the recall efforts, so I'll kick things off with an update on what I know about that. It is official, first of all. It is happening. It will either get the requisite number of signatures to qualify for a special election, or it won't. Both Glover and Crone gave official responses to the statement of notification. And from what I've heard from very good sources, the official petition has been submitted to the city county and is waiting for final approval before the final copies are printed and distributed to what I'll just call official recall agents, who are designated and recognized as official signature takers. If you sign with anyone else, it won't count. It'll be a wasted vote. And this is a really important distinction I hope everyone understands. So if you're hearing this, make sure they understand. Spread the word. Only sign with official signature takers. If I had to guess a date that people will be able to start actually signing petitions, I'd say probably around the 1st of July. But don't hold me to that date. That's just a semi-educated guess. I had a nice time at that Food Trucks on Pacific event yesterday. Or Friday, I guess it was. Met up with some friends and we grabbed something from the Union Foodie Truck and went back over to Abbott Square and ate. The whole area was packed with people. Lots of the Woodies came out a day early and were showing off along Cooper Street and Pacific Avenue. It was great timing for the food truck event. And I noticed good lines at all the food trucks. I've always been a fan of Santa Cruz doing more with food trucks. I think they should put them out on West Cliff Drive. I guess this was the first of a summer monthly series, one Friday each month. It was a nice event that benefited from a built-in audience, and I hope that rolls forward into the next one. And then I checked out the Woodies on the Wharf on Saturday, which was packed with people at 10:30 in the morning. Love checking out those hot rods. The Woodies are fine, and any classic car fan could spend hours just drifting around the parking lot. Always a terrific classic Santa Cruz tradition and event. Always well supported and loved by the community. I did hear later in the afternoon someone apparently jumped off the end of the wharf, or maybe they fell off. I know Santa Cruz Fire and Harbor Patrol were notified, as well as SCPD. And then I heard the person in the water managed to swim to Main Beach on their own, but was pretty exhausted in doing so. It only takes one dummy to ruin an otherwise fine day for everyone. Thankfully, nobody got seriously hurt. And we've got another city council meeting coming up on Tuesday. I think it's the last meeting until they go on summer break. What will the poor wingnut narcissists do without their bi-monthly meltdowns on community television? Haven't really looked at their agenda closely. But I think one of the things they will be discussing is some kind of data collection on rental properties. At least that's what I'm hearing about. Personally, I think the city is kind of inept when it comes to data collection. The code enforcement department is a black hole of data collection, where community members report violations that seemingly fall on deaf ears. Data collection, when done right, is a good thing. The problem is, we never seem to do it right. Don't even get me started on the ridiculously bad ASR surveys to try to count the local homeless. The methods are so laughably bad, the data's tainted and corrupt before I even look at the numbers. And I've even heard that there are problems with data collection at SCPD related to their outdated or problematic information technology systems. We have problems across the city spectrum with data collection. So unfortunately, nothing makes me think a new data collection initiative will succeed any more than a rental housing task force would succeed. The city needs to get its house in order before it starts adding new rooms. So I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'll talk about community land trusts. Something Drew Glover's talking about. Stick around. Back in a minute.
If you're gonna stay, if you're gonna leave, okay, but you see I just can't deal with yourself, I'm in doubtful heart, and if we're gonna but you see, I just can't deal. I can't deal with your sad and doubtful heart. I'm a little heartless. You say that you're scared. Sad and jealous heart. No, no, I'm never gonna part now. Say, then you won't miss out on all the sweet, sweet loving I've got for you. Oh, baby, baby, please. Oh, baby, please. You better listen to me. Please hear what I say. Cause if you're gonna stay.
Listening to Unfiltered with Bend Over on the Santa Mira Podcast Network.
Okay, I'm back. And I noticed old Sweetie Muffin Top trying to feed us all a bunch of red herring to distract us from the recall talk this week. He posted some slick PowerPoint-like ad, probably made by one of his interns, which touts the idea of something called community land trusts. I'm not sure he really understands what a community land trust is. He starts out talking about community land trusts, but then he pivots, and it's called a city land trust. Not the same thing. First of all, a city cannot be a community land trust. By definition, a community land trust is a nonprofit corporation that develops and stewards affordable housing, community gardens, civic buildings, commercial spaces, and other community assets on behalf of a community. Key word there is nonprofit. It's an organization separate from the city. Since 1992, the defining features of the CLT model in the United States have been established in federal law under Section 213, Housing and Community Development Act of 1992. Part of which states a community land trust is, quote, an independent nonprofit corporation that is legally chartered in the state in which it is located, unquote. But in his little slick video, Glover refers to something called a, quote, city land trust, which is not a community land trust. If it's such a great idea, step up, progressives. Start a nonprofit for it and raise the money for it. But creating a new city-funded vanity project that panders to a small percentage of the community, I got four letters for you. GTFO. Cracks me up how Glover seemingly misconstrues an idea, whether by willful ignorance or just plain ignorance, and spins it into something that is neither feasible or legal. The city of Santa Cruz is not in the land trust business. It's this kind of endless dumb rhetoric that makes people like me want to know where to sign the recall petition. And also this Tuesday, it looks like Ryan Coonerty is stepping up again, asking for the Board of Supervisors to submit a letter in opposition to AB 516. This new state law basically repeals the city's authority to tow vehicles for having multiple unpaid parking tickets, or long out-of-date registrations, or for being parked in the same spot for more than 72 hours. It would turn our streets into bum parking lots full of broken-down RVs and cars that would be required to move. Talk about a literal shit sandwich. So many cities locally are coming out hard against this, including Scotts Valley and Capitola, both who sent letters to the state in opposition. Why is common sense so hard to process here? It's like we live in this idiot bubble sometimes. Move it or lose it. So time for another quick break. When I come back, I'll talk a little dump. Be right back. Okay, I'm back. It's a sad story coming out of Soquel, where a 15-year-old kid, who apparently stole a car, crashed it down a cliff in the foothills of Soquel, killing a 12-year-old passenger inside the car. And yesterday afternoon, a solo bicyclist apparently wrecked and fell and possibly broke their hip in the poop chute area of Henry Cowell State Park. I mean, it sucks for the victim, and I hope they're okay. But after listening to the dispatch call, I have no idea how the dispatch operator kept a straight face as she said, "poop shoot," more than once. Nobody wants to fall in the poop shoot. So that's going to do it for me this week. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Be sure to check out the weekly dump over on santamirna.com. You can listen to all the previous unfiltered podcasts on SoundCloud, Apple Music, Spotify, and Google Play. And I also set up a new podcasts page on the Santa Mirna website with all of the archived podcasts. I'll be back, hopefully, next week with more unfiltered news and views from Santa Cruz. And don't forget, we get what we're willing to tolerate. Adios.